The Alberta government has pledged an additional $8 million to help Jasper continue its recovery from last summer's wildfire. Of this additional support, more than $3 million will fund tax relief, $3.1 million will help cover municipal revenue losses, and a $2 million grant will go to developing a transit service between Jasper and Hinton. Our additional support will provide residents and business owners with some much-needed relief, help maintain public services, and connect communities through transit services for workers and residents who are still displaced, said Municipal Affairs Minister Rick McIver in a statement. Last summer, a wildfire destroyed nearly a third of the Jasper townsite and resulted in a loss of $300 million in assessed value. As a result, the municipality is anticipating $9.3 million in lost revenue between 2025 and 2027. McIver previously commented in the legislature that the government wanted to secure land leases from Parks Canada for interim housing before committing any funding to financial stabilization. However, despite interim housing negotiations coming to a standstill, the provincial government is now committing to fund $3.1 million for municipal revenue stabilization, which will help ensure Jasper's local government can continue delivering essential services to residents. In a follow-up statement, McIver said his government was committed to ensuring Jasper residents and businesses were supported as recovery continues, which was why it was committing more than $3 million in revenue stabilization. "We remain ready to build homes in Jasper if the federal government makes land available," he added. In addition, property taxes for businesses and residents will be forgiven for the one-month period when the town was evacuated last summer. For leaseholders whose properties were either destroyed or are still uninhabitable, this tax relief period will be extended until the end of 2024. Out of the $3 million in relief, $1.9 million will go toward property taxes, and $1.12 million will be for the education tax levy offset. The regional transit service, meanwhile, will help workers and displaced residents commute between Jasper and Hinton. The one-time $2 million transit grant is to support contracted transit services, not capital costs. Jasper Mayor Richard Ireland said in a statement that the municipality was grateful for the $8 million in additional support. "These commitments are critical to our community's ongoing recovery and will provide essential relief as we rebuild and move forward," Ireland said. "We appreciate the province's recognition of the unique challenges Jasper faces and its continued investment in our future. We look forward to ongoing collaboration in our recovery efforts." With this $8 million, the Alberta government has provided a total of $178 million in assistance to Jasper during and after the wildfire. "Our government is committed to supporting the municipality and its residents and businesses in recovering after the wildfires," said West Yellowhead MLA Martin Long in a statement.